SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump and Iran's top diplomat are reading off the same page. Their separate announcements made on social media a short time ago are sending oil prices tumbling and stocks soaring.
Iran's foreign minister says the crucial Strait of Hormuz trade route is declared completely open for commercial vessels. Abbas Araghchi said the move was made, quote, in line with the ceasefire in Lebanon and for the remaining period of ceasefire. Ships would have use of the coordinated route laid out by Iranian authorities. Iran's deputy foreign minister says Tehran rejects any temporary ceasefire and is seeking a comprehensive end to the war across the region. A Hezbollah official announced that the group will approach the ceasefire with caution and vigilance. Bernie Bennett reporting.
More on the Israel-Hezbollah truce in Lebanon, the BBC's Hugo Bishega in Beirut.
Hezbollah is indicating that it will abide by the ceasefire. Obviously, its supporters have been suffering because of this war. But at the end of the day, Hezbollah is keeping its weapons. Invading Israeli troops remain inside Lebanese territory. And Israel, according to the deal, may even continue to attack Lebanon. So this gives you an idea of how difficult the situation is. The Lebanese are exhausted, desperate for some respite, but this may be a pause and not the end of the conflict here.
President Trump says he'd have no problem extending the soon-to-expire U.S. truce with Iran, provided prospects are good for a permanent peace accord fairly quickly. And Mr. Trump says the Iran war has been going swimmingly and should wrap up pretty soon. Another round of U.S.-Iran peace talks could take place this coming weekend. And stocks are sharply higher on Wall Street. The Dow is up 652 points, while the Nasdaq is ahead 254. This is SRN News. Virginia has a new contraception law.
Democratic Governor Abigail Spanberger has signed a measure that guarantees the, quote, right of all people to contraceptive drugs and devices and provides legal remedies if that right is violated. The legislation specifically covers any drug, device, or biological product intended for use in the prevention of pregnancy. Pro-life advocates point out this means abortifacients like Plan B are now a protected right in Virginia. Michael Harrington reporting.
A new Gallup poll shows more young men in the U.S. now say that religion is very important in their lives compared to young women. It's the first time young men have surpassed young women on this measure of religiosity going back 25 years. The poll finds 42% of young men value religion highly. That's up from 28% a few years ago. Over the same time, young women's attachment to religion has stayed low at about 30%, according to this poll. This is SRN News. House votes to extend a controversial surveillance program.
The House extended until April 30th a U.S. spy program that allows U.S. agencies to collect and analyze overseas communications without a warrant. The program would have expired April 20th. Georgia Republican Austin Scott wanted the program extended for 5 years.
We cannot allow Section 702 to lapse, not at a moment where our adversaries are expanding their capabilities.
Massachusetts Democrat Jim McGovern and even some Republicans said absolutely not.
A five-year reauthorization, 5 years, and Republicans threw it together on the back of a napkin in a back room in the middle of the night.
Donna Warder, Washington.
Ford recalling almost 1.4 million F-150 pickups. Gear shift issue could lead drivers to losing control of their vehicles. Recall involves F-150s, six-speed automatic transmissions produced between March 2014 and August 2017. More details, SRNNews.com.